All right. I need not to remind you about camp meeting this next week, and I think some things are going to happen that will enhance us in the realm of the spirit and also enhance our church growth or our ministry growth. So make sure to do everything possible to be here. I already have a preview from the Holy Spirit what's going to happen. There's going to be some changes of agenda also. So just be here. Supernaturally done. I will explain it in the meeting. Now, let's get some business straight, because I have one or two guys who, one guy left Rome. I give him 15 to 20 years of my life. He contacted the vision, master vision bearer, but he didn't contact me. He should have given me some kind of thanks for what I poured out in his life all these years. And I don't think what happened, I don't think they understand the cost of fathering, the cost of impartation. The 47 years I've been in ministry, I'm applying it to all of you all lives, because I believe God put us together. And so he didn't leave right, and so my blessing does not go with him. And I believe he messed his ministry up, because the time we're in now is the time of growth and the time of development, the time of making changes that need to be changed from an apostolic point of view. It's not to put no fear on nobody, not because if the Lord tell you go, go, but it's just so important. We never stick to nothing that get us out of comfort zone. And we at LTMA, we cannot be compromising, because you cannot compromise and be under conviction at the same time, or be at more than a conqueror at the same time. So I'm not going to call his name. You all will see the absentee of it. But I just feel sorry for them, the way they do things. Now, when I get back to the cross, I expanded y'all real clearly what I was thinking about. I preached the cross of Christ, and I know the power of the blood, the power of the resurrection. I know it wouldn't be no salvation, wouldn't be for the finished work of Christ. What I was doing is giving clarity that we don't hold on to a dead piece of wood, just like we would hold on to a manger, like we want to hold on to Mary, like it won't hold on to the donkey that Jesus rode into for the Passover. And I think apostolically those things have to be dealt with, that we can get rid of the flaws and the things that are holding gifted and talented and called people back from entering into their destiny of ministry. So my assignment is to reach in the spirit world, and to and you might read Isaiah 51:16. God gave me that word for my apostleship. He had given it for my church, Acts 6:7, many years ago. But he talks about his word is in my mouth, his hand overshadowed me, that we can plant heaven, and that they lay the foundations of the earth, and tell Zion that they are his people. And I think that planting heaven, that from heaven to earth, anointing, is going to go stronger in all our ministry. So if you're going to exit right, give the 12 a chance to, don't text the 12 when you call those men, and give them respect. They've given their life for you. They're traveling all over the world, and some of them bid them in. So let's give respect, and respect what respect is due. Now, to the 12, I want to say this. When the 12 is discussing something about a renegade or something, I don't want nobody talking about, let's compromise. We're not compromising with no foolishness. I have men in the 12 who will stand up on your neck, and that's what we need to do in order to bring you to the place that you need to go. That's the way I am. I mean, you've got to get delivered some kind of way. You cannot be compromised talking about, let's walk in love, then patting each other on the back. We have to straighten things out when things need to be straightened out. So I don't want no foolishness among the 12. When we're taking care of business, we got to take care of business. If you can't stand the fire, get out. If you can't stand the heat, get out the fire. Because what we're doing now is preparing for the second coming of Christ. We're preparing ministries and ministers to stand their ground in the United States of America where we compromise. We have so many options in the United States that we take those options. We'll join different churches. We'll join different organizations. We're full of options. That's why the American signs and wonders are not done in the United States, because the people in Africa don't have no option. They believe they don't have all the other things we go through. So we got to cut out all these options that ministers have. Once they make a commitment, they need to stick to that commitment and need to follow orders. If they can't follow orders, they don't need to be in the LTMA. So again, I just want you to realize, I think all of y'all did recognize it, when I'm talking about the wooden beam. If you read Galatians 3:13, they tell you it's the place of the curse. And what Christ did on it was the cross for us. He took the cross for us in his life. So much for that. Now, I'm going to go over a few things with you about the apostolic source, because it seemed like we didn't get this message. This message got to be nailed. You got to understand it. Ephesians 3:5 says, "What in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." Now, you all have no doubt I stand in both office, the apostle and the prophet, and I've been training for many years for this hour to be a part of your life, you to be a part of my life. And it's nothing about no pride, nothing about no arrogance, nothing about no dictatorship, nothing about no, none of that. It's just business in order. I want to bring your mind back to in the 15th chapter of Acts for a moment, for a start, beginning at the 35th verse. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. 36th verse says, "And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work." So here we got a young man who was in training who did not do what's right. Paul, being a chief apostle, says to Barnabas, no, and I think history says that boy was Barnabas' nephew. Paul didn't care, because what he reneged in some way of his obligation in ministry. I want you to hear this. That's in Acts 15, 38. So he said, "But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work." The 39th verse said, "And the contention was so sharp between them," between Paul and Barnabas, that they departed asunder one from another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyrus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. Now we noticed, I had my secretary look it up, in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:11, Paul then said, "Bring Mark, he's important to my ministry." But he had to train him in a certain facet, and that's what we're doing in the LTMA. So when you see agenda changing, when you see something happen all of a sudden, it's not anybody big. It's just the idea. We never really fully followed God as we should under leadership. And as I train you to follow me, pastors, we got 87 pastors on this line, your people will understand how to follow you and how to respect you and how to honor you, how you want your people to respect you the same way that you should give respect in this organization. Now, we go back to, and I want to go back to this apostolic source, because this is new. We're in virgin territory, I believe, in the United States of America. I have three apostles I'm studying with. One is a Malaysia. Another one is a Jew. Another one is a Hispanic. And then there's a black apostle. And then there's two prophets I study under, one dead and one living now. So I'm seeing that we know very little in the United States of America about the supernatural, about the glory of God, about ministry, and about how ministry should function. So let's go back for a few minutes. I'm not going to be real long today, But let's go back a few minutes on the seven description of apostolic souls, if you will with me. And I remember when I first heard this term, I've read that scripture many times, Matthew 4:4, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. One apostle emphasized that word proceeded. I never did. I know you need a rhema word. I know you need to ask for a rhema word every day in every situation you're dealing with, because a lot of times we try to do stuff with the logos, the written word, and the spirit breath is not on it. But I think if we pray and seek God's face and we're dealing with it in such a way, even getting ready to preach, we need to get a rhema word. So the first point here under this description of the apostolic souls is one who provides the preceding word for of the season. And that's Matthew 4:4. This will become the food we need for the now. Now, if you're saying I'm your apostle and I'm your spiritual father, and I provide a word for you, and you don't accept that word, or you don't believe in me, you don't trust me, you shouldn't be in the organization. Because I'm, with all my heart and all my time, I'm preparing myself to be a father to you and to be an apostle to you and to bring you out of anything you in, you shouldn't be in, to the place where God wants you to go. So that preceding word for the season of the season is so important. I remember my dad used to say things that catapulted my ministry. I would sit there and listen. I see people sitting next to me, they didn't get nothing, but I got something. So many times I was promoted in the spirit by hearing what my spiritual father said. So let's not take for granted correction, protection, direction, and let's not take for granted that, there's a saying, I know all y'all know this saying, I'm not going to work with who I'm tolerated by, but who I'm celebrated by. You have the honor. When dishonor comes, somewhere John Mark dishonored Paul. When dishonor comes, the apostle has to separate himself in, for not to bring further curse on the one who dishonored him. I hope you caught that. A real apostle, a real leader, he'll withdraw himself. If you see where he's hurting somebody, he'll withdraw himself to keep from hurting them any further if there's a stage of dishonor going on. So that's what Paul did with John Mark until he got himself together. So the preceding word has to be a word for the hour, a noun word, a rhema word, a live word. I've been dealing with Ezekiel 37 with them dry bones, and the Lord give Ezekiel a noun word, and the word for my apostolic covering for you all, there in Isaiah 51:16, he says, I put my word in thy mouth. That's the preceded word. There are certain things that you'll receive yourself, but God always will tell your leader something to tell you. Number two, one who provide impartation and the dimension of the Spirit. Now, we heard the word impartation a lot. We understand some concept of that. But we need to also understand that there are different dimensions in the Spirit. And it's provided through kingdom government. Some of this stuff new to me, but God is kingdom government. We know we read in Isaiah 9, the government should be up on his shoulder. But this kingdom government is so important to understand that you have to have divine order. I think in the United States, we got so many organizations we can join, so many so-called spiritual fathers we can go to, that even before God can do what he want to do with us and realign our ministry and adjust our ministry and bring us into alignment of rest and peace and the anointing of ease, we can so easily jump and skip because somebody, we would say, cross us wrong. But I believe the 12, as well as myself, our job is to bring forth what God is saying at this hour to you. So the impartation of the dimension of the Spirit, the primary souls give into our spirit the needed impartation that give us what we cannot receive of ourselves before God. Now, see, that's a statement there, because the Reverends, will holler at that, you know, I can go to God for myself. Yeah, you can go to God for yourself. Absolutely. You can go to God for yourself. But the divine plan and divine order, God set it up like that. Apostle, prophet, then you know the fivefold ministry gift he talks about. And he's talking about the foundation built on the apostle and the prophet, and Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. You know, the apostle Paul wrote over half of the New Testament. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as the apostle or whoever the leader is recognizes not him as God. They carry these dimensions of God for us and implant it into us when the time is ripe. When the time is ripe. See, that apostle will keep you from making a false step. Some of the boys on the line have made false steps. And they recognize that it had they come to me, they wouldn't have made those steps. And, you know, you can't make a step and then come ask me after, you know, because now the consequences are there. So you who are new under my leadership, if you got a major step to make, you need to check with your one of the 12, and those guys definitely going to check with me. And so we can get it aligned so we say, no, not time. Some things seem like it's so good to do at that time, but it's not the right thing to do, and it'll bog your ministry down. And when the time is right, at that time I'll say, all right, do it. Go ahead and do it. I release it, man. It's just something built in my spirit that I've had many years of knowing the timing and knowing the season of the Spirit. Now, for that to happen, we have to become accurately connected. Now, some of the things we're doing here, even you all on this line, I'm here in Louisiana, all you all on this line, some of the things we're doing is virgin territory. The respect and honor that most of you give unto me as an apostle, you notice I didn't say all. Most of you give to me as an apostle is not normal. It's something God is doing in his end time ministries that God has given to us. So we have to be accurately connected. You know, Jesus talked about the vine and the branches, and he gives some principles in John 15, how to be properly connected. In Ephesians 3:2, in our footnote, it says, if indeed we have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which is given to me for you. See, it's a grace that God has given to me for you. All right. He's one who offers a covenant relationship of trust, integrity, and accountability. I'm going back over these things because I see sometimes we don't catch these things at one time. This covenant relationship, this blood relationship, is a relationship of trust, integrity, and accountability. Now, if you don't trust me when God tells me something, give me a revelation, if you don't trust me, you're probably not connected properly. Because if you know my heart, you know I'm aiming to do the right thing at all times. Because I have a God to answer to, too. When they call it an apostle, the primary soul will release the confidence to form the level of relationship with them. We believe the relationship is a God, an ordained relationship that will lead us to our destiny. I believe that. I really believe that with all my heart. I believe that we are on the threshold of maturing so much as ministers and as well as church growth as we walk into the supernatural and the glory of God in which we'll be dealing with next week. I think after next week, everybody church is going to take a leap and a bound. Another thing is, who provide an exemplary lifestyle with Christ's pattern of holiness in him. The primary soul showed a way of holiness and the accurate lifestyle. Others will trust and connect with the Father when they see the fruit in the lives of the Son. All right, let's go back over it. Now, lifestyle. You can check my record 40 years back. I've been living this, not just preaching this, not just teaching this, not just praying this. I've been living this. And then you can see a consistency for 20 years, nothing happened, look like. Then after that 20 years, when God gave me word of money coming, the level stopped leaping, and here we are today, debt-free, in rest of the Holy Ghost, without problem being pushed on every hand. This accurate lifestyle is so important. And then what you're supposed to do, LTMA, is after these impartation connections and the things that we're doing on these lines and the things we're doing in our major meetings, the things we're doing with one another, after that, your fruit should be so clear to another minister or another Christian ask you, man, what you doing? What's happening? And I promise you, if you stay connected right and do what you're supposed to do, it has to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it has to happen. That apostolic soul is one who releases the revelation of the Spirit to update and upgrade those under his care. Is it saying you don't get the revelation? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But God said it this way, and that's the same thing God revealed to a real apostle, a real prophet, that he's just not going to reveal it. It's just the way things he revealed to Moses. He showed his ways to Moses and the Acts to the children of Israel. We remember that. Joshua knew what to do at the wall of Jericho. They had preachers in there, you know. Update and upgrade, and I think that's one of the problems that have plagued ministers for years by not having to update and upgrade it, doing the same thing. Now, you know, with LTMA, we'd be tearing walls loose, putting cross up, taking crosses down. We would be doing some, man, this is crazy. But you have to be plugged in to understand what's happening. You know, some things God tell me to do, you know, but after a while he might tell me what it was reading. The reason he had us put those cross in his church to make it so now clear and emphasize the point why many of us never had none in there. It's just outstanding. So the Apostle Jonathan called him, he's the heavenly information highway. He is the university of the Holy Spirit for those whom he leads. So, you know, those guys don't mind talking like that. You talk like that and you hear, you say, well, I can hear Jesus, I pray. That's not the issue. The issue is the divine order of God. In John 15:3, he says, you're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you, Jesus said. Then John 18:31-32, so Jesus was saying, those Jews who had believed in him, if you continue my word, then you are my truly the disciple of mine, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh probably none of the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. Number six, this is apostolic souls, one who provide the discipline to bring us into self-governance under God. Definition of governance, establishment of policies, and continual monitoring of their proper implementation by the members of the governing body of an organization. At the primary souls is the man who brings us into maturity so that we can come into our inheritance. Wow. The primary souls is the man who brings us into maturity so that we can come into our inheritance. I'll use a name again. I think Dr. Fall and Philip can tell you. Just call those two. Philip out in the park. He shouldn't be doing what he's doing naturally, but it's happening. Why? Because he's a stickler to what the apostle says to him. Dr. Fall have been to the school of hard knocks. He dealt with some things, but he never stayed down. He got back up, and now his ministry is excelling. And I've been with him from scratch. And I think I was dealing with him apostolically before I knew it, because him and I went through some things at the virgin aspect of his ministry. When he followed suit, he received blessing that I wouldn't think his ministry would be where it is today. Now, when you deal with Bishop Robinson, has a very successful ministry, one of the largest ministry in our organization, but he needed fathering that wouldn't take him for what he has because of the size of his church, somebody who would love him and treat him like the rest of the guys and give him what he needed to do to go further. God had great more things for him to go, and he very humbly he's receiving. And then you got a guy with this man here got 1,000 members, and you got a guy with 45 members. You can't tell him nothing. He gonna raise hell and talk about disrespecting me. I'm a pastor too. The other man got a church full of people, and just say, what way are we going? And we need to learn from these guys. They had a guy come against him one time, and get him order, and God talk about, I'm a man of God too. The other man got a lawyer here telling you something, trying to help your crazy self, and you thought you got. Don't let that happen to you. I know some of y'all don't like because I use their name. That's your problem. Some of y'all bitter. Y'all got bad spirit. You need to get rid of that because I'm going to do what the Lord tell me to do. And, you know, Gideon started out with 32,000. Ended up with 300. All I know is who stick with me going there. I know it because I have evidence. I'm there now and I'm going higher and higher all the time. So, I mean, we have a choice all the time. I'm just about through. The primary source is the man who brings us into maturity so that we can come into our inheritance. He is the guardian and the manager who matures the child until the child becomes a son in righteousness. We got scripture, Hebrews 12, 5, 6, and you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you. Son, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom are disciplined, love he disciplined, and he scourged every son whom he received. And he uses instruments to do that. Number seven, one who is continuously pioneering new pathway in the spirit. Now that's what that apostolic soul. That's why we dealt with the cross. Now we're about to move from faith and anointing, and go into an understanding of transitioning from faith and the anointing into the glory. How to let the manifested presence of God bring these creative miracles and wonders and signs in our midst. This is what we're doing now. The primary soul is the man who is always breaking limitation and lack. Well, you know, I've broken many of those. Just for material records, you know, there's not many ministers who had four jets. Not none flying the jet I'm flying now. I'll just use that as an example. Spiritually, here in Darrow, you know, Lord have accomplished so much that is frightening sometimes. Bringing through not only for his generation, but also for the next. And that's why I talk to these boys who got these sons and daughters in their ministry. We're setting things for them. You know, I have three sons and a daughter, three sons preaching. So we're setting a legacy, breaking barriers for them, that they'll have to go through some of the things we've been through. I've been going about 30 minutes now. He's continually maturing in status, providing strong leadership to others, can cross over to take over. You see, we're training leaders. Those in the LTMA as well as those who have caught the spirit of the house. And that's one of the things we've got to catch the spirit of the house. That's why I'd like you to come to the house at least twice a year. So this is an apostolic house, and you catch the spirit. You must sell in their heart once and for all who their primary souls is. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about God not your soul. We're not talking about Jesus not your soul. We're not talking about the Holy Spirit not your soul. But God always uses a man. I mean, he uses the Apostle Paul. He uses Moses. He uses Joshua. God used earthly leaders. There are those who keep drinking from everywhere because they have not found their own father. Now, that's a powerful statement. You know, ripping and running. I have my secretary, when she first came here, the guy who played music for, he just died the other day. What his name, Jimmy?
Jim McDonald,
who used to pray for Captain Kuhlman. He was a pastor one time. He trained my secretary for me. And I have a certain type of secretary. He made a red, he made a prayed, and he got a trained for me. So you have to have certain sort of people around you when you're functioning in the spirit and breaking limits. Let's see what brought me to that. There are those who keep drinking from everywhere because they have not found their own father. I brought her up to say that when her and her husband joined this church, they were following, I can call some name great, they quit following everybody. And I walk in the office one day, and they were driving an hour or something to get here. And I just walked in the office. I said, Barbara, you need a house in Pelican Point. And I ain't got no money. I said no more. I just said it. I'm just saying it. And they in Pelican Point now. That's the finest neighborhood in this area. But she said, when I said that, she wrote it down and went for it. And that's the way when you're properly connected, you can. And she stopped drinking out all those wells and all these different, because they got a lot of wells out there, I'm telling you, terrible wells. Our father well will sustain and keep us fruitful in the land. There are so many contaminated wells of deceit, deception, and death. Those alternative wells will poison our souls and leave us without an inheritance. And you might read Jeremiah 5, 26-29. Well, I'll read it myself. Wicked men are found among my people. They watch like fowls in wait. They set a trap. They catch men like a cage full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and rich. They are fat. They are slick. They also excel in deed of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the orphan, and they may prosper, and they do not defend the right of the poor. Should I not point these people, declares the Lord, on a nation such as this shall I not avenge myself. The senior pastor must know whom their apostolic souls or apostolic father is. Give me a few more minutes. The church member must know what is their spiritual home. This is the starting point before any other thing can occur. The disciples were first drawn by Jesus' word. Then they followed him and knew him more intimately. In LTMA, the senior pastors are sure of this one thing, that their presiding apostle is their apostolic souls and spiritual father. What we chose to call a person in Tyler, or how we greet them, are not as important as what we feel about them inside our heart. Check your heart. You know, Psalms say, search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way, and then leave me wherever less. Because what you do, you'll miss out. You know, all my intent is for to get you into your destiny. Father knows when his honor is given or when it's taken. You better believe that. And it grieves a father when his honor is taken from him, and he has to go to the Lord in order to handle things properly. But he knows that, and he knows dishonor is death. It is not just in addressing him as father, dad, or pastor, and saying all these accolades. Is your actions speak louder than your word? The weight of honor and depth of relationship is that which sealed this matter. Only a matured son know these dimensions. The others fake it. Wow. Only matured sons or daughters knows these dimensions. The others fake it. And and if it in your mind anywhere about monetary value or honored by money, keep your money. Because I don't need this. Because see, some of y'all think it's just a money thing. But what the Lord is doing is training you how to sow. I did the same thing. I sold when I was broke. But now I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'm rich now. And so as a spiritual father, I know those guys who pushing y'all and pulling y'all. I know what they're trying to do for you. You really can't make me no richer. You know, when you're rich, you're just rich. But it's just an idea. I know that money thing sometimes get on people's mind. You got to press. You got to give here, give there. And there's no such thing as functioning without giving. So forget about that. The senior pastor who wants his church to rise to the challenge of the 21st century by raising an allowance must find grace to see this established in his church. The people must see him and his ministry as their source of life. Then they will stay with him and live on his ministry. All right. Now, let me close here. Let me wrap here. As I said, I'm looking for you to be here on next week. We start out Monday morning, right? Monday morning, it'll be all true. And they got all kind of classes going on. Junior will probably tell you We got all classes. We got about 9 different classes going on. We got a lot of activity for the children going on there. They are here full blast working right now. I want to thank you all, the pastors who sent us some ministry of help workers. We're going to be dealing with thousands of people. And, you know, we'll be full every year to deal with this. We're entering into an area now of understanding the glory of God. I've been teaching it some. You've been listening to my broadcast. And I believe that God's going to bring us into miracle signs and wonders, creative miracles, eyes being opened, ears being unstopped. These type of things we have seen in the Bible. So in the book of Acts, and in the book of Acts, the 28th chapter, everyone got a miracle in it. I would advise you to read for the miracle and put an M by it, just to be building it up in your spirit and up in your nature. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning as we give direction, make correction, and protect LTMA. We know that the demands that are being made are stronger probably than any organization ever made, because men sometimes compromise to keep men and women. We're not going to compromise here. We're not going to cushion anything. We're going to care for the ministers properly, Father, but we ask you to help us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to understand what a precious seed, what a precious time, what a precious connection you've made us with one another. All these years you've been training all of us for this moment. Because there's men and women on this line, and because of their maturity, they could submit. Immaturity, Father, we recognize is one of the things that causes us not to submit and to have our own idea. May you give us harmony. May you give us peace to work together to do what we need to do in this great dispensation of grace. I bless every pastor and every minister under the sound of my voice right now. And whatever they need, I ask you, place it in their heart, place it in their mind. And Lord, I bless the 12, for they are delegated authority, and they have served me well. May they continue to serve, and as they serve, may they be served. We thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.